Trump's tariff shocker, what's next? Fullerton Market Update, April 2025. Will Liberation Day tariffs spark a Smoot-Hawley rerun? Are the reciprocal tariffs touted by President Trump as Liberation Day tariffs aimed at easing trade deficits with its trading partners to usher in the golden age of America positive? Or would it instead backfire, dismantle the global trade order, and accelerate deglobalization pressures? The announced tariffs turned out to be more aggressive than expected, as it contained a baseline duty, with additional penalties for running a trade deficit with the US. This new US so-called discounted reciprocal tariff regime is a universal tariff, with an additional levy for countries that have significant tariffs against the US and/or have a large trade deficit with the US. From the 5th of April, a 10% universal tariff, as announced by the White House, will apply to imports from all countries except Canada and Mexico. Additionally, from 9th April, these trading partners will face an extra tariff equal to half the ratio of the US's bilateral trade deficit with the country relative to US imports from that country. There are a range of tariffs to be faced by the US's key trading partners, which accounts for around 80% of US imports. Macro impacts: stagflationary fears may compress investment returns. In considering potential impacts, the investment perspective always makes a huge difference. For example, because of a small import penetration, direct impacts on the US can be modest, but impacts on countries targeted is very different. Vietnam is a great example, where its US trade and tariff burden are large shares of its GDP. Lasting global impacts will also hinge on US bilateral negotiations to come, as well as potential trade and tariff retaliations. Fullerton's calculations suggest that the direct impact on US PCE inflation in 2025 could be as high as an extra 1% points, implying that PCE inflation could potentially hit 3.5% year over year, above the Fed's March projection of 2.7% year over year. At the same time, US growth is likely to suffer from poor confidence, adverse wealth effects from falling equities, investment spending plans that may be postponed, and further trade flow retaliations from the rest of the world. Weakening US growth prospects, along with narrowing US rate differentials versus the rest of the world, may lead to a weaker USD. If US consumers react adversely to their lost financial wealth and higher import prices, then they may cut their spending across all goods and services. US firms may react by scaling back investment plans and job creation. Such an adverse demand spiral could actually pull inflation down, and the Fed's March expectation may be correct that US inflation does fall back to target in 2026, or sooner if US growth proves very weak. The Fed already expects US growth to be sub 2% per annum for the next 3 years, and with its policy rate still well above its assumed neutral rate of 3%, its dual mandate may come under significant threat, i.e., maintaining full employment and avoiding deflation. Just as importantly, President Trump's team will need to make greater efforts to reassure investors and financial markets that US policies, the 333 agenda, spearheaded by its 3% US real GDP growth target, is not collapsing. What all these developments may mean for the global investment outlook is that performance convergence could become much more rapid and stark. Equity markets like the US, where returns have been exceptional for 2 years running, i.e. 25% in 2023 and 2024, could mean revert rapidly. The undershooting investors are already experiencing year-to-date is painful. At the same time, weaker lagging markets and sectors may improve as domestic policy stimulus gives support, example Germany and China. Asian central banks are adopting an increasingly accommodative approach given downside risk to growth, while inflation in the region is largely under control. This may prove to be constructive for duration-related Asian local rate fixed income plays. In China, policymakers are likely to intensify both monetary and fiscal easing to cushion against downside growth risks. On the fiscal front, Beijing is likely to accelerate the implementation of the previously announced 2 trillion yuan stimulus package outlined at the National People's Congress, NPC. This includes increased funding for trade-in subsidies, corporate equipment upgrades, and broader infrastructure investment. Other areas of focus include strengthening household income, improving the social safety net, and encouraging more diverse and sustainable consumption activity, in line with the longer-term strategic direction to be a more domestically oriented economy, making it less susceptible to trade-related shocks. On the monetary side, we anticipate a combination of reserve requirement ratio cuts and modest policy rate reductions. Front-end Chinese government bond CGB yields are expected to remain anchored by monetary easing, while the longer end may remain steep due to fiscal expansion and increased bond issuance. Should macro conditions deteriorate sharply or trade tensions escalate further, we expect Beijing to deploy targeted, incremental stimulus to buffer growth. Unlike in 2018, we do not foresee a sharp devaluation of the renminbi. However, we do not rule out a gradual and managed depreciation of the CNY as part of the broader policy toolkit to absorb external shocks and support competitiveness, especially as export momentum slows. That said, if US tariffs are much worse than expected, combined with the prospect of tit-for-tat trade retaliations, this runs the risk of reducing global trend earnings growth, which would create return expectation headwinds for global equities. If weaker global growth pulls global inflation down, then the performance gap between bonds and equities could also converge. This is a strategic theme that Fullerton has emphasized for a while, noting that exposure to fixed income and gold can give valuable protection to investors' portfolios from adverse growth shocks. US bilateral negotiations to come will be critical, as will potential retaliations from the rest of the world. There are still relative winners, as key sources of important US imports for its domestic manufacturing from Canada and Mexico are now more competitive. The UK, Singapore, and Australia are notable US trading partners where the tariffs are below average. In contrast, hurdles for many Asian trading partners are higher. De minimis treatment, i.e. tariff-free personal shipments under $800 for countries subject to the reciprocal tariff, remains in place except for China. This keeps US pressure on China significant as it accounts for a substantial share of total de minimis volume. Collectively, President Trump has now hit his campaign suggestion of a 60% tariff on China, including Hong Kong and Macau. With this shockingly high 34% tariff on top of the 20% enacted in February and March. Countries can improve their competitive position with the US if they lower the tariffs they charge the US, which can be done more quickly and easily than pledging to buy more US exports. Larger countries, in particular, may focus more attention on domestic stimulus and productivity gains that can give a significant cushion to trade competitiveness. Countries that have significant global export trade shares are also better placed for effective tit-for-tat tariff retaliations. As the US actions represent an extreme pushback against globalization, events will likely continue to build geopolitical uncertainties, example stronger and more ex-US trading and capital blocks could be established. Important information: no offer or invitation is considered to be made if such offer is not authorized or permitted. This is not the basis for any contract to deal in any security or instrument, or for Fullerton Fund Management Company Limited, UEN 20031267 2W, Fullerton, or its affiliates to enter into or arrange any type of transaction. Any investments made are not obligations of, deposits in, or guaranteed by Fullerton. The contents herein may be amended without notice. Fullerton, its affiliates, and their directors and employees do not accept any liability from the use of this publication. The information contained herein has been obtained from sources believed to be reliable, but has not been independently verified. Although Fullerton Fund Management Company Limited, UEN 20031267 2W, Fullerton, believes it to be fair and not misleading. Such information is solely indicative and may be subject to modification from time to time.